left off yesterday. Just trying to look shot on the Gemara. One line in the Gemara, Maseres Gittin. The Gemara had one question or two questions as to why the regular rules of Eirach and Nemisir aren't going to help us in terms of being Ma'amin the Shaliach. So one question the Gemara posed was, it's against the Chazaka. He spent one or two shiur about that in the past. Then we went through another question. It's a violation of Ein Dav V'Shem V'Pachas Mishnayim. So we saw a major machlekes in Yishayim and perhaps telling them different gersos in the Gemara that the Ramban and the Marik were alluding to. But basically it boils down to two fundamentally different ways of reading this Gemara. When the Gemara objects that Ein Dav V'Shem V'Pachas Mishnayim, is that an independent objection? And that concern, that objection stands on its own 2 feet, irrelevant to whether there's a chazaka or not. There's just simply a all-encompassing rule called Ein Dav V'Shem V'Pachas Mishnayim. What do I say now? And Ein Dav V'Shem V'Pachas Mishnayim is building on chazaka. It means if and when you have a chazaka, and even if you think that somehow chazaka doesn't do the trick to disqualify an erech, like you're siding with Peches and Yibamus one side of the Gemara, but then you have a Dav V'Shem Erevo with a chazaka, then the game's over the Chaladeus. So if you read the Gemara like that, then there's no Gemara that says that an absolutely across the board Ein Dav V'Shem V'Pachas Mishnayim. So it's somewhat left hanging. What should the din be? Two ways to read Gemara and get in Abayz and Abayz. Independent question, Dav V'Shem Erevo in the absence of a chazaka, Le'isser, is that a problem? Is that required to aid him automatically? So Shai Shmaitza began to walk us down the path to answer this question. And he says, at the end of the day, this is not a gift in the Sugya, it's not a Sayyidina Oshim Sugya, it's really a Sayyidina Zikr Sugya. Because since the entire source for Dav V'Shem Erevo Mishnayim is Dav V'Shem Erevo, whatever the din is by Mamunus is going to be the parallel din by Dav V'Shem Erevo. So what is the din by Mamunus? If you can conceive somehow of a din Torah without going up against the chazaka, or in Mamun we call that a muhsik. If there's no muhsik or Mamun, do you still need to aid him or not? So if the answer to that question is yes, then the parallel answer is going to be Ein Dav V'Shem Erevo Mishnayim, even without a chazaka. If the answer to that question is no. What? Yeah, but this is the Gzeirah Shavah. The Gzeirah Shavah teaches us that these two are in fact compared. This is double double. So it's hard to argue with that. Double double. So if you hold in Mamunus one the way, that's what you're going to hold by definition in Dav V'Shem Erevo and again vice versa. So what is the din daven din Mamunus? So the Shmaitz did not disappoint us. He did not expect it to disappoint us. So he showed his great expertise in din Mamunus once again. And dug up a Gemara in Bav Metzia, only the Shmaitz could use the Gemara in Bav Metzia Dafka Ches to be pushed to Shali in the Beis. He said, oh, it talks about invoking an Erechon in the context of a Shomos Aveda. And the Gemara frowns upon invoking an Erechon. The Gemara says, you cannot use an Erechon in that presentation of Simonim V'Erechon. So Erechon is command of Leisi Dami, even though there's no Chazakos in Bechon, no one's in Bechon. That's the whole point. No one has any Chazakos on the money. The Avot Bichein Erechon doesn't work, says the Shmaitz and Zem, and you see from here that Erechon doesn't work by Mamunus, even the absence of Muchzok, and then we can extrapolate from the Dav V'Shem Erevo. That was Raya number one. So we weren't 100% convinced by this Raya. This suggested maybe that's not what's going on in Bav Metzia Kav Ches. Maybe what's going on in Bav Metzia Kav Ches is along the lines of Tosefes Birurim, kind of as far, things that we spoke a lot about in the past. Maybe that's the issue in Bav Metzia Kav Ches, and really has no bearing on our secret. We left off with the raya, the second raya of the potential second raya of the Sheir Shmaitza. Let's go back to that world of Mitzia for a moment to try to analyze what the raya. I think we got the bell rang for us yesterday. No? What happened yesterday? I forgot. What happened? Pizza guy. I remember I was in the middle of saying something. I don't remember what the Dav Raya Mafsik, the Mishub Shalom was. Okay, good. All right. So, it all started with the Rav Eitan Tam. A lot of these things in the world start with Ibn Tam. A lot of things, this is your start with Ibn Tam. Ibn Tam said that Erechas come the Shvua, that exerts a chosa, and Erechas is believed for Shvua, works in both directions. Bein Lechai B'Shvua, Bein Liftor B'na Shvua. And the oath of a person is already has a chiyav on a pre-existing Shvua deraisa. Whether that original Shvua was brought about through Hodav and Mikzus, whether that original Shvua was brought about through Shodas HaShemrim, even if the original Shvua may have been brought about by an Erechon. And an Erechon can come and knock you out. An Erechon is going to get you off the hook. An Erechon is a get out of Shvua free card that you don't have to sit around and wait till you throw the dice a couple of times. You get out free. Come on. I can't tell you, sir, that you get out of the Shvua by simply producing an Erechon. It's a famous sheet that's related to. So there is a question on this Rabbeinu Tam. as quoted in the Rosh in the fourth of the Ramakonis. The Rosh does not speak very positively about this question. We're going to present it first as a question. I don't want to spill the beans yet who actually asked this question, but the Rosh definitely was not a big fan of this question. He actually, has not such a compliment about the question. He calls it Hevel. Yesh Machshin Hevel. Mavel Havalim Amak Behelis. He calls it Yesh Machshin Hevel. So that's not exactly the way you would want to present a good caption. So Yesh Machshin Hevel. So, again, I don't want to tell you yet who the Hevel was. Yesh Machshin Hevel. Yesh Machshin, we'll call it. So they wanted to bring a riot against the Beit Tam based on the following sugya. The complicated sugya in the third pack on the second coming sugya. I have an animal. Knock on Zach's door. Zach, do me a favor. I'm going away for a couple of weeks. Please wash my animal. Whatever. Do me a favor and please wash my animal. Okay. Zach's a nice guy. He's washing the animal for a couple of days. And then he has to go somewhere also. So he says, you know what? I'm going to knock on Jeremy's door. Now, me and Jeremy don't have a relationship. He's not. I don't have him give him animals in the past, so he has no way of knowing whether I'm happy with that setup. So Zach knocks on Jeremy's door and says, listen, Rabbi Zabowski left me this animal. I'd like you to be the shomer of this animal. What do we call it? What do I say? Shomer Shemosel the shomer. So what happens, of course? When I come, obviously, all the things come to an end. So when I come to Zach in a month from now, I say, Zach, where's the animal? Zach says, I better check with Jeremy when I'm to the animal. So he calls Jeremy up and says, Zach, what happened to the rabbi's animal? Jeremy says, you won't believe it. I won't believe it. That's actually the problem. You won't believe it. I was watching the animal, and all of a sudden it got very, very, very dark. And the storm clouds began to brew. And in Kansas these things happen. And all of a sudden, storm came. And I picked up the animal. The animal went flying off with the Wicked Witch West, with Toto, with everybody, the whole island of Megillah. And it ends up somewhere in the land of Oz, and we never know whether they make it home. There's no place like home, but these animals are coming back so fast. So sure, that was the story that the Jew was the Inus of Mordecai. So I'm listening to the story, saying, very fascinating. It's a fascinating, very fascinating story. However, what it says in Parshas Mishpatim is that Shmuel Hashem is Yevich Shnei, that I need a Shmua, that's in fact what happened. So who am I going to demand the Shmua from? So I come to Zach and I say, Zach, I'd like you to take a Shmua that this animal is Nemsa. What's Zach's problem? He doesn't know what's Zach's problem. He's going to come to Ever Shana, put his hand on the Torah and take a Shmua. He doesn't know that it's even true. So Zach is not going to take a Shmua. So who's going to take the Shmua? I'm going to take the Shmua. What's the problem? I don't trust. I don't know what Jeremy is. He's a nice guy. He's a Spanish. I don't trust him to take a Shmua necessarily. So I'm not able to leave a Shmua. Please don't be insulted. But you love me able to leave a Shmua. I was never makabel that I'm trusting him. Men of Mamurim that a Shmua can take a Shmua, that's what the Mafkin gave it to him. So built in, that was that implicit trust. Every Shmira is working with the assumption that if and when it comes to a Shvuah, the Mafka is going to accept the Shvuah Sashomer. Otherwise, the whole Pasha Shvuah Sashomer breaks down. So that implicit trust of Shvuah Sashomer is lacking here. So there's no one to take a Shvuah. So the game's over. No one to take a Shvuah. So you know what the Gemara says? Chayev. Tell me Zach has to pay me. Zach has become a Shmira. He can't produce a Shvuah. So he can't produce a Shvuah. So he has to pay me.
Why do you have to say that
Shvuah Sashomer
works? Because then the mob will believe it. Why can't it just be that because this person's taking this big deal to the Shmuel Shomer, innately it's holding his return, but that's why it works. It's nothing to do with what
right, it's a Kiddush. It's not a Kiddush. You're right. It, I could have argued, and I'll tell you a secret, that maybe some would do argue. This is Rav's innovation here, that's a valid tainet that Mafki could say. You're right, there may be others who disagree with that and say, what do you mean? Call Yisrael, who's chasher the shaken? Means everybody's assumed they're telling the truth. You're right. It's a big chiddush. I have a perk hamafkit to understand that. You're right. We're working with that assumption right now. So that's how the entire plays out. So Zach's got to cough up the money for the animal show. Who? What's the kasha? What's the ishmach shem hevel? You get one of these guys on? Is this on? Oh, this one's a little... Look to the side, a little lower, look to the side. And just the movement. Yeah, you gotta move it. No. So move it a little bit, that can actually make it. It's a very delicate thing. It's a little very delicate place. Yes, it's a little bit. But you get a little fachy. I'm very good fachy. It's gonna fall. It's definitely gonna fall. The leaning tower of Pisa is about to fall. One good zest is gonna fall. How does this thing stand up? What? What happened to the base?
Standard.
Oh. I think it's good. Okay. As long as everyone sits and nobody breathes, I think we'll be okay. Okay. So, Mana Tvira Tavar, what Rav Kama says. So back to the story. So what did the Yishmachim people say? Zozai that Jeremy cannot be believed by wearing the hat of a Nishmash Vos HaShayimrim. Let Jeremy wear another hat. What other hat can he wear? Isn't it a chum? He's an honest guy. He's not a bank robber. Just because I say I don't trust the Shua, but we don't have any reason to believe that he's dishonest. So he is never b'ter se nechon. So let Jeremy simply come to Nechon and say, I have an Avis, I want to give us a Nechon. A Nechon, who do this Nechon? I'll pitch that me Nechon. No. What's the goal of Jeremy's Avis? The pot is out from a Shua. So if Rabbi Natan is right, that a Nechon has come to Shua, Bein Lechai, Bein Liftar, so then why isn't Jeremy believed? B'taris Eidechen Abol Liftar HaShua. That's what the Yesh Makshim Hevel said. That was their kasha against Rabbi Natan. I'll tell you a secret. I don't think that's such a silly kasha. I think it's a pretty good kasha. So what did the Rush think was a silly kasha? So he tells you what. He says, no, says the Rush. No, it's a silly kasha. What's a silly kasha? I have a dinter against Zach. My claim against Zach is listen. You have to take a shvuah. Shvuah is Hashem Tibin Shvuah. You have to take a shvuah. You can't take the shvuah. The minute that Zach can take the shvuah, this din Torah just got transformed into what, Rabbi Say? Based on a cloud, some of us may remember this back from Jerusalem last year. We have a member named Rabbi Abba to thank for this one. What is that? Mitoich she'ena yachal lishava nishale. The minute that Zach can take the shvuah, the cloud of mitoich she'ena yachal lishava nishale kicks in, and now the din Torah between me and Zach is not about what? It's not about what? It's not about shvuz anymore. That was pre. Now it's a din Torah about momentous. So I have a claim against that. We need a momentous. Jeremy wants to come and give an eidus vis-a-vis a claim. Good catch. Vis-a-vis a claim about the momentous. Right. Maybe leaning against the table. It doesn't reach. You know, like 20 years, the guy's going to be listening to what you're going to figure out what happened. Public service announcement. We're having fan problems. Okay. In January, this problem should end. Okay. So comes the Rush and says, the minute that this Din Torah just got transformed to become a Din Torah about Din Mominus, the game's over. And it's a piece of time, maybe I'm done with it. Jeremy has done Mominus. Let's forget that. Okay?
Switch the fans positions. Switch which one's
right. No, forget about that.
So put it on the desk. Put it across the desk.
Yeah, it will work on it. Okay. So again, back to the story. So Rosh says, once the Dintari was just transformed to become a Dintari, the Dintari, the game's over, Vishnu made Gepam Dabar. Therefore, the Rosh says he thinks that the Kasha was not a Kasha, not a justified Kasha. Could we give some Limut Chus as to the Kasha? Ever have an idea? What Libet Chus we could say to the Yesh? We want to give a little bit of a avada to the Yesh Makshim Hevel. Obviously, the Yesh Makshim Hevel had a different understanding of what Mitoch Shariyach Shav Mishalim means. Mitoch Shariyach Shav Mishalim doesn't necessarily translate to mean the Din Torah has been transformed to be a Din Torah about Momentus. La'olam it's a Din Torah about Shavuos. It was, is, and will always be a Din Torah about Shavuos. Shavuos HaShanim is never more than a Din Torah about Shavuos. There's a Zaitik Halacha, there's a tangential Halacha that says, if and when you have a Din Torah about Shavuos that you lose, then as a Dovah Min HaChutz, we're going to slap you with the Chiyuv Mamon. So the Rosh was learning that Mitoch Shariyach L'Shav Mishalim transforms the essence of the Din Torah into Din Mamonis. So that's a loaded assumption. So now I'll share, spill the beans with you. The Yesh Makshim Hevel was none other than the Ramban. The Ramban of the Melcham is Tacha asked this question against Rabbi Natan. He clearly did not think it was Hevel. He thought it was actually a very, very good question. But the Rosh Machta Vektis Kash, Yesh Makshim Hevel. Rabbi, I want to get into the heart and soul of the Halakha Rosh right now. But the Rosh said that the reason why Jeremy is not Neman is why? Is because he's an Ein Echad in a dinter about Mamon. And once we label this, once this has been transformed, Al Tzuchas B'Teich, to be called dinter about Mamon, then the game's over. What is Jeremy's Eidus coming to do? When he's coming as an Ein Echad, in Mamon, what's he trying to do? He's trying to get who? Trying to get Zach what? Off the hook. What's that called, Rebbe, say? That's called an Eidus L'chayiv? That's called an Eidus L'ftor? That's an Eidus against the Chazakah? That's an Eidus for her? He's not going up against the Cheskes Mammon. B'med, the Bar Mamurim, that an Ein Echad is not believed in Mammon is. That means an Ein Echad comes and says, Reuben broke Shimon's window, I'm trying to take money out of Reuben's account and sell it over to Shimon's account. That's an Ein Echad L'Hitzi Mammon. Here, it's an Ein Echad L'Hachzik Mammon. And what does the Rosh say? Even though it's an Ein Echad L'Hachzik Mammon, what? It's still bound by what rule Rabbi said. What does the Rosh say? It's an Ein Echad L'Hachzik Mammon. Trying to protect Zach's interest. The Rosh says, I'm sorry. And I don't care whether it's L'Hachzik or L'Hachzik. Once it's Mammon, once this new Torah is called Mammon. You want to hold like the Ramban and say it's not called Mammon. You can disagree with the Rosh. But once you accept the Rosh's premise that this is called the Dintera of Mammon because it's been transformed to become Mammon, notwithstanding the fact that it is Lahasik Mammon, not Lahitzi Mammon, and still the Rosh says, Afishtan is meaningless. That when you see from here, says the Sheish Ma'itza, that indeed in Mammon, as the Klal is, Ein Echad is garnished. Ein Echad doesn't register in Mammon, Bein Lahasik, Bein Lahitzi, Bein Lifta, Bein Lachat. Ein Echad is meaningless, Lagabi Dintera of Mammon. And the Ophas says the Sheish Ma'itza, we can extrapolate. Dabadavmi Mammon gives us the Koyach to extend and say, just as a dinimumminus, once it's labeled dinimum, once you define a dinimumminus, you want to argue with me, fine, but once you define a dinimumminus like the Rosh, Ein Echad is completely and totally meaningless. So too, in Dabash Abiyarva, once it's labeled as Dabash Abiyarva, Ein Echad is meaningless no matter which direction you're going. Adkan, the Rosh Shvaitz. Now, of course, the Shvaitz is Raya, it's only true if the Rosh is right. If the whole Rosh is not right, if the Ramban is right, we didn't get the first base with the Raya. But within the Rosh is a pretty stark Raya. Now, yes, Kirby, this is not Sheish Ma'itza at his best. He's learning a Suya and getting that base, trying to figure out what in the world is the din about Dov Shabi Erva. He realized right away that the answer doesn't lie in Gittin, it lies above Metzia. And he actually dug up two Gemaras above Metzia, one the second one the third parak, to prove his point. So the first Gemara he dug up about Eilu Metzias, we were doiche. Can we be doiche this one also? Is there a way, besides just one letter on Ramban, is there a way out of this Raya? Look at this very, very carefully. Look at this like almost under a microscope. I have a din Torah against Zach, and the Rosh said that Jeremy is meaningless because my din Torah has been transformed to be mominous. So frek to Shmaitze, but I'm not taking money in. Says the Sheish Ma'itza, the Erech is coming on Hatzik.
Why is it Hatzik?
He's a shomer. No, he's trying to help you not to have to shell money out of your pocket. The Din Torah is about, are you going to reimburse me or not? So Jeremy's saying, Zach's not mechuyav to reimburse. So the Eidus of the Erechot is an Eidus saying you don't have to pay money. Who? Who's the he? You gotta be clear on that. who? Zach, me, Jeremy, or Zach? I gave Zach an animal, and Zach is, gave it to Jeremy. So, and now I'm having a dinter again. Zach and Jeremy wants to be the aide. So the Gemara said that's not good. Rosh says that's not good.
Zach is the most of his money.
Good. So then, when Jeremy comes and says, let Zach continue to hold on to his money, the Rosh says that's not good. That's meaningless.
Because it's still a chazak in the main card.
You're saying like the Shmaitzer. I want to be doich the Shmaitzer, right? I want to tell you something that Jeremy's Eidus is actually Lahitzi Mammon. I'm going to pull a stunt on you. I'm going to say, when Jeremy walks in the basin, he tries to wear the hat of a shvur. That was his original plan. He wants to take a shvur as a shaman, and I say that's ridiculous. You're not taking a shvur as a shaman. The second hat that he wants to wear is the hat of an Erechot. So the rest of the, you can't wear the hat of an Erechot because this is Dini Mamunus. So I want to know, is that Eidus that Jeremy's given, is that Liftomi Mamun or is that Lechai Mamun? Is that lifter mamon or is that lahitzi mamon? Why is that lahitzi mamon?
Because
bikkur isn't oz. Bikkur is long. It's not coming back. It's not coming back. Trust me, it's going to stay with the lion and the scarecrow and the tiber. It's not coming back.
It really belongs to Rebbe.
Well, what belongs to Rebbe? What? Tell me what's it.
I mean, there's no
it. I need an it. You're right. Give me an it. Don't focus on the animal. What?
The halachic cat. Really, it's in his pot. He has the rights to whatever money.
You're right. Like, just give me the right halachic term.
Like we said with Puzzle, when you give up, you cut it.
I have a chayv mamon. Zach owes me money. I have a chayv against Zach. I have something real. I mean, you can't see it, but if you're halachic in nature, you can feel it, you can sense it, you can smell it. I have a chayv mamon against Zach. Jeremy b'chutzpah gedoyla is coming to remove that chayv mamon. He's trying to remove my ability to collect that chayv that's mine. That chayv is mine. I gave an animal to watch. I'm entitled to get my animal back or the corresponding value of that animal. So I have a chayv against Zach and Mason. I have a chayv against Jeremy, against Zach and Mason. And Zach's coming l'chaytzi that chayv. That's an eidechah coming up against mamon. So that's a Rosh Sternbuch in his notes in the Baal Shmaitz. He doesn't understand the Shmaitz. Because why did the Shmaitz think that the Rosh's example is an example when there's no l'chaytzi mamon? Rav Avinu is l'chaytzi mamon. So everybody said, when all the dust settled, the Shmaitz had his brand new Turayas, and we're not convinced either the Turayas are correct. So guess what? We're back to square one. All Rayas from Mamon Tzir now fall by the wayside. All Rayas of Dina Mamon is now by the wayside. You know what we're left with the wayside? It now behooves us to check. Maybe we should learn some Ebenezer now. We should learn some Seder Noshim a little bit and try to figure out. Do we have any Rayas in Seder Noshim to the Shaila? We're not going to bring any Rayas from Dina Mamon anymore. We're done. Dina Mamon's Rayas are gone. Goodbye. I want to know now back to Seder Noshim. Give me a Raya. Bring me a Raya. What's the din? If there's no Chazach. Yeah.
According to
Rishonim,
does that mean that
no. A regular Shvus HaShomrim?
You've taken the
boat
back from the
Kiddur. No. The Klal Shvus HaNeitlin, that's defined by Lamaisa. Lamaisa is who's the money going to? Now you're telling me Shomrim is may overkill in terms of viewing it as on the Muchsuk already. I don't know. I'm not sure if that's. I'm not sure that would be true. I don't know. Yeah.
Two arguments.
Only two.
Two things. One is. Rebbe is not required to take Jeremy's shua.
Right.
Like, come Chomer, why should he have to take Jeremy's next one?
Is Edus? I don't choose who my Edom are. I get the right to choose who my Nishboin are. I'm not. I broke a window, and two Edom come and say that I broke the window. I said, I don't like these Edom. I'd like other Edom to please come. This is not like Kiddushin where the Chosin gets to choose. Okay. Pass the other one. Okay, yeah.
Let me say from Kiddushin that you're not allowed to marry a woman with a cold. Let's say that a cold is not halakhically a tangible thing.
So, we could stop and talk about the cash from over for a week. We could do that as a possibility. But we're not going to do that. So, we're going to have to put that on hold for another time, another place. It's an interesting question. Okay. The vice is going to have to say the motion. So there are three cases that appear. Two of them in Gemaras, one of them in Rishonim, which may or may not shed some light at this time. I think a little bit of a trip through Seder Noshim now to try to isolate some very, very bizarre scenarios which may impact a little bit of our discussion. So it's not a Gemara in Maseches Gittin. I assume I put another Gemara somewhere. Samach Dalin. The famous name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak says, "Ha'ilu l'shlucha, say the kaddish isha stam." So the guy decides that Shlom Sadek, it's time to get married. He's reached the point that it doesn't really matter who he marries. He just is this time already. He's having trouble choosing, so he says, "You know what?" Finds a trusted shaliach. Says, "Take a ring. Go to some singles. Whoever you find." Like in the olden days, Shishomer Shabbos, he Shomer Shabbos, it's a shidduch, it's a match made in heaven. That was all, right? Was from that kufa, right, Mr. Down, from right? In the old days, no, that was... Yeah, they've been bad. About 30, 40 years before your time, that was probably the only criteria that people were looking for. Okay, good. So Shai, good old days. So he says, Tzeva Kadosh Isha Stam. So the Shaliach is going, you know, it's all ready. And the Shaliach, Nebuch the Shaliach dies on the way. Now, we don't know at what point the Shaliach died. It's very possible that the Shaliach died already after he was a Mekadosh woman. The problem is, we have no idea who this woman was. Remember, it was Isha Stam. If I would have told him to be Mekadosh Rachel, so we'll find out. It was Rachel didn't accept Kedushin. But if we have no idea who it was, so it could have been hundreds of women, thousands of women, millions of women, who may have been the lucky or the unlucky person, and I have no idea who that person is. Okay. The world's not going to come to an end. Well, it will come to an end for the following reason. Now, after that grandiose plan of mine that went sour, I decide, you know, maybe I should go back to the shiur scene normally. And I go on a date, I'm about to meet somebody very nice, I'm about to marry her. And then I come to what realization?
Maybe she's my wife's sister.
My wife, who I sent to Shaliyah 4 or 6 months ago. I don't know who he was with Kaddish. Maybe he's the wife's sister. Maybe she's my wife's mother. Maybe she's my wife's daughter. Gavalt, Kishrigan, Arias, Parsachinois, Gavalt. I'm keeping Mincha, Gavalt. So what's the deal? I can't marry anybody anymore. That's it. The game's over. I can never get married anymore. Once you send the Shaliyah, the Shaliyah dies. So, very bad idea, by the way. In case you're interested in being Kaddish, Shaliyah, don't make a Shaliyah Stam. It could have a disastrous consequence. Anyone know the famous word?
Love
and bigish lachas akol, right? What does it mean? Love and bigish lachas akol, because
because
Eliezer was a shliach lekaddish tam. He wasn't appointed to be mekaddish. He had reshut to be mekaddish anyway. So he tried to kill Eliezer. If he would have succeeded in killing Eliezer, Yitzchak would never been able to marry anybody. We wouldn't be here today. So love and bigish lachas akol. Okay, interesting. It's a drush. The Brisker Rav didn't buy into that drush. The Brisker Rav held that before Matan Torah, so there was no Ishus Yisrael. So only Ishus Yisrael, only Kedushin Yisrael creates the Arayas of Korva. So that's what the Brisker Rav said. The ultimate answer why Yaakov was allowed to marry two sisters is because he wasn't married either one of them. Because there was no Kedushin, between him and Leah. So in the Mela, there was no Israel marrying Achaz Ishta. Achaz Ishta, the Gemara says, Yavamis, only applies with Achaz Ishta. It's a person who's Mizana with a woman, so he does become also to marry the sister. So the Brisker Rav says that the Avoskar Mandar never really didn't have the status of Kedushin. That's around the Brisker Rav's famous Torah. So according to that, this whole Shukha Torah is not true. What? Okay. It doesn't say it's a favor, so that was a Yibum of any real thing. You know, that may have been upside Yibum, but not Torah kind of thing, Ramban says. But it wasn't Brisker Rav held none of the deal with Kedushin and Nisuin don't make any sense for Ramban Torah. Ramban clearly didn't hold that way because Ramban and Torah Pashas told us, asked the Kasha, how could Yaakov marry two sisters and he gave a different Terence? Yeah, because it was a Chutz La'aretz. So obviously Ramban didn't buy into that Shtukha Torah from Brisker Rav. So that's the Ramban Shittos, because Ramban Pashas Emor writes, there was a Machlekes Taisim in Ramban about when did the change in history happen, called matrilineal descent. The Gemara says in Maseches Kedushin that by Umos, Holchel Achar HaZocha, let's say if two goyim marry each other, so the resulting child follows the nationality of the father. So 9 out of 10 times doesn't make the slightest bit of difference. Let's say a guy from France marries a girl from England. So I'm not African either, she's French, she's English. So who cares? Someone from China marries somebody from Spain. So who cares what yichus they have? But every once in a while it's important. Let's say someone from Moab marries someone from Mitzri, someone from Kanadi marries someone from Moholik or something. So that's important to know who's who. So the brother is from Sukkim in the third Ben Kedushin. You follow the father. So the Ramban of Torah quotes from the Bali Atosus, who said that Kodim Matan Torah, so that was like the Umos, so we weren't really Jewish, Kodim Matan Torah. So Kodim Matan Torah, the Jewish traits were passed on, being part of the Am HaNifcha was passed from father to son. So it didn't go from Sar to Yitzchak. It went from Avram to Yitzchak. It went from Yitzchak to Yaakov. It didn't go through Rivka. It didn't go through Rachel. It didn't go through Leah. It went from father to child, from father to child, father to child, until Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, then it was this Chadesh and Halacha called matrilineal descent. So pre-Matan Torah is patrilineal, and post-Matan Torah is matrilineal. That's what the Baal HaTos is saying. Ramban says he doesn't think it's right. He thinks that once Avraham Avinu entered into a bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's not 100% clear to Ramban which bris he meant. Did he mean Mila? Did he mean bris with Absalom? It's a little bit vague. But once Avraham Avinu was nichas lebris, so then he became like Kadosh Baruch Hu Kedushas Yisrael, and then matrilineal descent was Nischadish. So that's a machlokes. It's a machlokes of 3,500 years ago. How did the chain of transmission pre-Matan Torah go? Did it go through the father? Did it go through the mother? Interesting, fascinating machlokes. So the Ramban Meshitase held that basically for the dinim of Yichus and Mishpachas and Kedushas and Vladis and all those halachas, so already by the time of the Avos, it already had a din like Yisrael. That's why the Ramban could not give the Briska Rav's Teretz that Yaakov was not married to Leah. He was married to Leah. And Yaakov was, kind of, he was married to Leah. They were mamish married up Yidin. So they're married up Yidin, so then why didn't he observe the Zachas Ishta? Again, he wasn't Bechuv to, because Zachas Ishta was Nafna Shem Mrs. Benayach, but if he was volunteering to do mitzvahs, why didn't he volunteer to observe Zachas Ishta? That's what Ramban had. He was in Chutz La'aretz, and he didn't volunteer in Chutz La'aretz. According to the Briska Rav, you can't volunteer to observe Achaz Ishto. She's not Achaz Ishtocha. She's not Api Din. It's nothing. It's meaningless. It's not even Teifes as a volunteer. It's a meaningless statement to be Machber and Achaz Ishto. She's not Ishto. Anyway, that was just a mistake. Back to our story. So what we talking about? About this So there, this Shliach was sent on this grandiose mission, and he dies in the process. So now, Asa B'chol and Asher Shabbayim. So the Rishonim have a big machlokes in Gittin and Asa B'chdalin about the following. Let's say I want to, after I sent the shaliach and the shaliach dies, so I want to get married. I have no options whatsoever, zero options. So the Ramban says I do have an option. You know what the option is? What if I want to marry this girl now, Rachel? So all of Rachel's immediate relatives will come forward and say, I never accepted Kedushin from your shaliach. So let's say Rachel only has one sister. Her mother's not alive anymore, she doesn't have any daughters, she has one sister. So the one sister will walk into the Beit Din and testify for us, I was not the lucky one. If I was not the lucky one, then let my sister marry you, because she's not Achaz Ishtecha. What's the deal? So what does the Ramban say? Last I checked, in Yom of Kedushin, or what?
Harayis.
We're possibly going to shine with this is Achaz Ishtecha. What up to Indo, should we have a Pachas Mishnai? So the Chora, the easiest pshat to say in the Ramban is what? Here, there's no real chazaka. There's no chazak. This is not like the Eidechan and our sugyu is coming to be matir and Eishas Ish. In our sugyu, we know that there was an Eishas Ish here. For 20 years, this woman was married. Now the Eidechan is coming and saying that the get is a kosher get. So al zeh nema Eidechan and Bisurin doesn't. I'm sorry, al zeh nema Eidechan and Bisurin doesn't. Over there, we don't have a chazaka that this woman was Achaz Ishti. We have a latest asofik whether she's Achaz Ishti. Fakir, the chazaka is actually in the other direction. Before the shlich was sent, Shetaka wasn't Achaz Ishti. So this is a classic example of an Eidechon in a Dabar Shabbi Erva, but the chazaka is not against me. So the simplest pshat in this Ramban and getting up Sabbatal is simply to say that, Baruch Hashem, the Ramban must be siding with the team that Ein Dabar Shabbi Erva Pabas Hashem doesn't apply here. Of course, that's a very, very difficult suggestion in the Ramban. Why? Because then the Ramban forgot what he said 63 blood earlier. The Ramban at the Beis and Beis and Gittin was the Rishon who said that Dovah Shabbi Erva, Ein Dovah Shabbi Erva, is an independent statement. Remember, that's how the Ramban learned the Girsos in the Gemara. If the Maharik would have said that, that would have been great. But the Ramban, the healing of Ramban, to say such a thing against what he himself was the strongest proponent 63 blood ago. So that's probably not the Pshan Ram. So what is the Pshan Ram? What's the Bir Dovah Shabbi Erva? Why isn't this a Dovah Shabbi Erva? The Ramban says, why is this not a Dovah Shabbi Erva? What is it about this Aedus, or this woman, that doesn't make the Dersh of Yom?
People can say that it's at least said by Rove, about how Eid Ahad and Rove, that it's about the perspective that you're coming from. That if you're coming from the perspective where, well, when it came to Rove, if you're coming from the perspective where there is no Ta'arovah, then you're not going against the Rove. So this woman is coming from a perspective where there's no Erba.
Okay, so I'm going to try to touch up a little bit. A little bit. You started to say it, and you veered off a little bit. We'll try to get back on. Okay? Everybody say, you have to think very clear. Ein dov v'shem erba pas v'shtayim means that an Eid Echad is getting up and saying, there's a status change in Dov Shem Erva that occurred. That status change may be a woman became a Kudeshes. That status change may be a woman became a Gureshes. That status may be a woman became a Sri Labayla. There's some statement that was made about a Dov Shem Erva. Doesn't necessarily mean there was a chazakah before. But the Eidus is saying that a dover should be ever occurred. Either a kiddushin occurred, a gerushin occurred, a znus berotzen laso a bailo occurred. Ramban says, any time that is the Eidus that's being said, a kiddushin, a gerushin, znus laso a bailo, that is automatically labeled as Ein Dov Shem Erva B'Shtayim, with or without Chazokas. When this Eid Echad comes forward, this sister-in-law, the quote-unquote, we thought was a sister-in-law, comes forward and says, I was not the woman who received Kedusha. What is she saying? What is she saying? I was not the one who received Kedusha.
She's not
saying that a kedusha didn't take place. She's not saying that a kedusha didn't take place. She's not saying that a get did or did not take place. She's like, of course there was a kedusha. How do you know it was a kedusha? Because the shaliach dar chazaka shlochas shluchusai. I'm not questioning getting daf sabo dar. A vada was kedusha took place. Let me just tell you the good news. It wasn't me. I'm not the unlucky person. It wasn't me. She's simply being mevarer. That Kedushin that we're nervous about, and we remain just as nervous about even after she talks. We're the same nervous as we were before, we're just not nervous about what? About her anymore, and therefore we can let her sister marry this guy. That's not in Dovrish of the Erva. So the reason why this is not a violation of Dovrish of the Erva, not because it's a Chazok and Ish Chazok, Chazokas don't matter. This is Levar Mil Savi Alma. That's why I thought you were going with the mashal about like the Rishonim said, when you have ikvay sur, you have a couple of pieces of meat on the table. That's not called the chazaka. I'm just being a varer. I'm not saying anything changed. I'm just simply being a varer.
It's affecting someone else. Yanis, with his mother.
You want there's chazaka for it. My chazaka may not work for somebody else. That's true. But here I'm coming towards Eidus.
It should work for her. Why is it working for her sister?
No. The starting point is Erech Misur, right? Ali Yisuri Atayra Erech Misur. Except Nebuch was stuck with this Gzeir Shavu Davar Mimam. So once the man is telling me that when it's just the Vara Bialma, that's not subject to Gzeir Shavu Davar Mimam. So the Mela is blight back to the original category of Erech Misur. It's exactly what the Ramban just said. Who's the Bar Plukta of the Ramban of this one? The Ran. The seventh Rambam Kaim is practicing at the Rambam. Hechel mutta be eidus erev. Havli dov shibi yav eina pachus shlam. Havli dov shibi yav eina. The Rambam says, everybody knows, except for Marik, everyone knows back from the Beis and Gittin, that dov shibi yav eina shlam applies bein mit the chazocha without a chazocha. So this is called eina dov shibi yav eina shlam. So the Rambam didn't buy into this exception of the Rambam. So even though in Gittin the Beis and the Beis, the Rambam is the biggest machmer, the Marik is the biggest maker. One end of the spectrum. He's mamish out on the other end of the spectrum here, the Ma'arik. That Ein Dorshim Rachel Shlaim is only true if and when there's a chazokah, you're trying to change. That's like chutz l'machne right now. But even within the world of everybody else, the Rabban and the Sheshmaitz and Al-Arayas, that Ein Dorshim Rachel Shlaim applies even without the presence or absence of a chazokah. But the Rabban was mechadish, if it's chutz l'varis adult, or I'm not doing anything, I've just provided that I'm not the person, that's not even called Ein Dorshim Rachel Shlaim, and that's the context issue.
But the sister's saying that why is that strong enough to get the...
It's not Dorshim Yavro. That's the Ramban. You want to be... If you are a Gilgul from the Ramban, you're a descendant of the Ramban, I'm not going to argue. Okay? But I hear where the Ramban's coming from. So everyone saw the Machlokes, the Ramban, and the Ramban. That's the Nekudas of Machlokes. Whether you accept that fine line of demarcation of the virus and Dovar is not considered to be a violation of Dorshim. Okay, good. Makabelsa. Let's move on a little further. So we had to say one case already. Let's move on to the next case. Kedushin Sama Gimel and Beis. The father walks into Beis and he says, Kedashi is Biti. You remember this? This is the same guy from Provence, right? The person says, Kedashi is Biti. He's never beaten us out of the Shazam. We have a little problem. What the problem is? Promise to honest the father. Kidashi, I remember when my daughter was in nursery. I remember being Makabal Kedushin for 6-7 years ago. Long time ago. I remember some really one of the nice boys running around in the sandbox with our Dash's BT. I don't remember which one it was. Okay, not the sandbox, the kid would have been under by my okay, so the boy's in 8th grade. I don't remember which one it was. Can't remember. It was one of 50 kids. I don't remember who was in the 8th grade at the time. Kidash, any of them you catch Kidash Tia? Yeah, big problem. What's it did? We know that he was Makadish, right? We have no idea who our husband is. That's the bad news. You know what the good news is? That 15-year-old kid comes walking in and says, that's my kala. Right, both age of 4, right? I was the one who gave Kedushin to this little girl. It should be intuitively obvious that all examples that we're giving now are just dramatized a little bit, in no shape or form, advocating any absurd, bizarre, and detrimental behavior of anybody, so please, nobody. That's just a public service announcement. This is just Chidud the Alma. So I have to say that because Nebuchadnezzar was one of Meshuggah a few years ago decided to invoke Kedush. He claimed, he permission, and he said he's Bekadish's daughter, and he didn't want to say to who. He trying to use it as a ploy to blackmail his wife in a get case. So I'm only going to spill the beans, why is Bekadish or two if you give me X, Y, and Z. Real Meshuggah. So we're not advocating such a... They took care of him. Anyway, we said it back to... Not for now. It's Rabbi Sack. Pretty crazy, huh? Anyway. Back to the story. So, you have to be a Lamdan and a Nut. and a Rosha. So, unfortunately, there are some people who are good Lamdan and then Nuts and the Rishonim. So, you have all three of those three things together, so you come up with such an answer. We need more Lamdanim, less Nuts, and less Rishonim. Okay. So, back to the story. So here the father's a nice guy sitting in Provence. I don't remember. And the 15-year-old kid comes and says, yeah, I was the one. I was the Kaddisha. You know what the Mishnah says? Never good mazel tov. He could marry his. He could stay married to this girl. You know what's kasha? Ain't of shirbach mishna. How is this guy believed as an eidach to say that she's my wife? A minute ago, we thought that this girl is off limits to the entire world. And now, all of a sudden, Baruch Hu, he's believed to say she's wife. Now, let's go through the Rishonim that we know who weigh in on this topic. Which Rishon would be looking, we sent him out of the room a minute ago, he would be saying, of course he's Nebuchadnezzar. Who?
Marik.
Which other Rishon probably should have no problems with this Gemara? He's being Mavarer. Edis Levarer is this kid in the Vishnu Bakhtishna. Which Rishon do we expect to be having a lot of trouble here? We expect a lot of tzaras from the Rishon in this city. That's what we're expecting. And Baruch Hashem, we're not in for a surprise. And the Ran tackles the sugya. And the Ran says, "V'yafal pisha ein dov shaviyah bachs b'shnayim v'yadechet abehem and lo gevalt." Last second, last line. Hospital lo tzir b'cheskosa. Zeh she memida b'cheskosa l'shomu shekinskat shaloi neman. Ran says, "No, that's different because you're trying to be mitzi b'cheskosa. He ain't not be mitzi b'cheskosa. Ad kan devi Ran. Did I miss something? Which Rishon just said that? The Ran." The Ran was the biggest machmer against every. The Ran, Maharik is not even on the charts. Even the Hillinger Ramban, and the Ran was Tamida for Tamida Ramban, the Ran machtevek the Ramban, he said the Ramban was not right. The Ran said, even in the case of Mesa Shuliach, even Abis Levaris and Dover, you need Eindav Shevach Mishnayim. So now the Ran just goes on his merry way and tells him, this is okay, this is fine, because there's no chazok, because everything's hunky dory. It's Nish hunky dish dory, it's a terrible disaster. This Ran is a royal disaster here. Who here read this Ran? Who here read? Come on, tell me the truth. Who here read the Ran? And you said, yeah, okay, God, move on to the next man. Welcome, number 10. Yeah, finish this thing for a shot, right? Did anyone realize, whoever read the Ran, didn't you realize that this Ran is like flying in the face of everything? Hey, talk in the markers of this Ran. How did you say such a thing? Manishtano, the scenario from Kiddush Avodah. That's the real kasha point. Why is it that when the sister comes forward and says, "I was not mekudeshes," that the Ran will not tolerate, will not accept her edus? That's called end of shirbach lishnayim. Yet when this chassan says, "I'm the one who is mekudeshes girl," he is believed. Manishtano, one for the other. Why don't both of them fall into the category of end of shirbach lishnayim? Everyone see who here sees the kasha? Who here doesn't see the kasha? I'll be honest, otherwise I won't give a terrorist. Everyone see the guy. Who here doesn't see the kasha? Okay, we have 30 guys in the room, and 1.5 hands went up for a combination of both of those questions. So clearly somebody is not giving us the right information yet. Who here understands the kasha? Okay, 8 hands up. Okay. So everybody say, in the last sugya, in the last case, getting left with Dalit. The Ran said, "Ein dover shebiyah bachs mishnayim, even levaris adova." And therefore, when the woman comes and says, "I'm not the married woman who the shliach is mekadesh," therefore the mishaleach can marry the sister. And the Ramban says, "Yeah," and the Ran says, "No." The Ran says, "B'shum pon ve'ifin," this is called ein dover shebachs mishnayim. And yet here, the Ran machs sevek and says, "No problem. As long as the 15-year-old kid says I'm the guy, let him go. Ein echad misur. It's not dover shebiyah." This is Levar, this is Levar. What's your
answer? Maybe because by the sister, she's testifying about something that I said before. Here, the father already said he married off the daughter, so it was within this guy's control to just accept the Kiddushin. Versus by the sister, she's testifying about her own action plus the action of the Shliach.
I mean, those factors may all be right, but I'm not sure why they're going to alter the Dov Shev. Dov Shev, yeah, but this is a very, very long Shoshana. We are sitting here 3,500 years later and trying to understand what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu in Har Sinai. Okay? We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the Sefer Torah in Har Sinai and pointed to Moshe Rabbeinu the following two words. Dover, Dover, Bimom. That was Nimsil Moshe Ishbi. I can tell you that because I have Moshe Ishbi and Moshe Rabbeinu. Dover, Dover, Bimom. I want to know now, I'm sitting 3,500 years later and trying to analyze, how far does that Gezeirah Shavah go? What is called the Dover Sheva Erva? So I can hear the Maharik, I can hear the Ramban. What I can't hear is the Ram. The fact that there are other differences, which you may be right, I don't know whether they address the main point of issue here, is what does or doesn't make that Dover Sheva Erva?
Well, in the case of Gittin, when this Karo testifies, she's matzer all the other women that are proven to her by saying that she wasn't engaged, she wasn't the one that was engaged to. But in the case of Kiddushin, only this one guy is coming in and making himself mutter. Everyone else is, because he's the one saying that he's married to her.
So, Dov Shev Yerva only applies to 1,000 people, one person. If it impacts, if it's an Eish Tish Shaila for one person, that's the Dov Shev Yerva. So they say, I don't know whether this teretz originated in the Lojin or in Brisk, but it was given by the Beis Halevi. Beis Halevi was Rashi in Lojin at some time, and then later on he became the Rav in Brisk. So Beis Halevi, Reb Chaim's father. Beis Halevi says, you have to mamish, discern, you have to look under a microscope to see what the difference is. But once you see it, it's about as clear as that. Ein tov shebi'evu, talks with Shnai, means that an aide is commenting upon, did a kedushin occur? Did a kedushin not occur? Get a car, not a car. Comes to Beis Halevi and says, in this case, this last case, Kedash is beating any Zeich Lemi Kedashtiha. Before the Ein Echad walks in, before that 15-year-old Chazan Bracha walks in, what was our take on this little girl? What did we think about her? We thought she was an Eishes Ish. I mean, we knew she was an Eishes Ish, right? After this Chosin finishes his story, what's our take on this little girl? She's not an Eishes Ish. That's not called dog should be on. Kind of the age that she was an Eishes Ish. And look, the Eidish is an Eishes Ish. There's one small piece of information that we gleaned from this Ein Echad. What is that? Beforehand, we knew that she was an Eishes Ish, Asura L'chol Olam, and Mutter to her husband. We just had a question mark. We didn't know
who the husband was.
Now, Baruch Hashem, we have good news. We know the husband is. Says the Beis Halevi, that's by no stretch of nobody can argue that's called Dov Shev. The Chlal, that's not Dov Shev Yerva. In the case of the Rabban and the Ran were fighting about Gittar Sabach Dalet, we thought that this quote-unquote sister in front of us may really be the Eishes Ish. And she's coming forward and telling us what? That she's not the Eishes Ish. Says the Ran, that's called the Nav Shem. You're taking a woman who you suspected was Eishes Ish and now deciding not Eishes, that's called the violation of Nav Shem Bachs. Now the Ramban said that's okay because it's just Levaris and Dov. The Ran says, I never heard of such a klal. But says the Beis Halevi, even the Ran who said that Levaris and Dov is not Mafkia, the category of Nav Shem Bachs Mishnayim, but when you're not saying anything about her status, she wasn't Eishes Ish, and she's like Eishes Ish, she remains Eishes Ish. L'chulei Alma says the Ran, even according to be the biggest machmer, ain't Dov Shev Bach Mishnayim is meaningless. That is a relevant distinction. You need to say, that's such a harifas, but it's so obvious that's correct.
Why can't you say that before this guy came, forward, if you were to ask anyone, is this person allowed to be with this girl, would you say no? We would say, of course not. So how is it not Dov Shev Erva that we're now allowing this person to...
Because we don't ask that kind of question. We are Lamdonim here. So we ask the following question. Du bist ein Eishes Ish. That means, are you an Eishes Ish? What's the answer? Before the Erecha came. Answer the question. Are you an Eishes Ish? What's the answer? Just answer the question. Yes or no? No options.
Yes,
it forwards. I'm asking you a question. Are you an Eishes Ish before the A came? Good. After the A comes. Are you an Eishes Ish?
Yes, sir.
Good. That's it. Finish, Gemaru. Case closed. You said it. You said yes, yes. The only time it's called the Eishes Ish is when you go from yes to no. This is a Dov Shev Bach. No? I say, every year I try to pull this on somebody that, you know, that's done. Is it, you understand what I mean? Okay. Don't take it personally. We're friends? Okay. I told you, Mr. Alter, I still have a future in the law. No. Maybe we'll switch one day. You can say, Shia, I'll take over.
No,
sir. I'll be happy to take over your retired law practice.
Can you explain why ignoring Kedushin is not just being the bar of pre-existing Dov Shev Erva, which the Ran
outside is still a problem?
Why the Gemara condition? Because in the Gemara and Gittin, we set suspicion that this lady in front of us was Makabal Kedushin. So we think she's Neshes Ish. So I'll turn the questions on you. Pre the Eid Echad coming, are you a Neshes Ish? Yes, maybe. Potential maybe, right? After, in Gittin. So pre the right? I look at any woman in the world and I say, are you a Neshes Ish? What's the answer? Yes. After the Eid testifies, are you a Neshes Ish? What's the answer? Now the Gemara Kedushin. Pre the eight coming, are you an Eish Dish?
Yeah.
After the eight coming, you're an Eish Dish? Good. You see, you're. I never heard of Mavar. I don't know what Mavar means. I never heard of being. Everything's a thin and hugging.
It
doesn't
seem to be. You're being part of what that Dabashar really was. Because the Ron already said,
is you have to find that one. I don't know. Getting lost in the.
What's the difference? Nothing changed. You're still just being Mavar at pre-existing
Kedushin. There's a big difference. In one case, it went from yes to yes. In one case, it went from yes to no. You know, that's not different.
It went to yes to yes.
Yes to yes, good.
Mavar, that
but I went from yes to yes. I went from yes to yes. That's all not a Dabashar.
Within that,
you want to argue the Ron, you can be Machm against them. Okay? You want to give me a different Pshat Ron? Maybe. I'm telling you, there's a Pshat Ron. And when we get to a Shad Davening, you get to MS again. I tell you, there's the aid. When you get to that word, the aid, you got to, you know. The Rambam writes the universe said that there's only one emes in this world. Everything else in this world is just shekin chosmi, full figment of our imagination. So there's only one thing that's true emes. The Kodesh Baruch Hu is emes.
By this 15-year-old situation. Four
make it sound like we're like in, like a social worker. Yeah.
Before the Eidus, this girl's sister was not usher to this man, but now all of a sudden after the Eidus, she will be usher to this man. So he's a different status.
You're talking about the Eidus is now going to impact on other potential things down the line.
Yeah, one step removed, but it's a Darush of Arab, but then it's a flesh.
I don't know, okay, I have to think about that, about how much Dovah Shiro we take into the future. I don't know about that.
In the case of Gittin, so what's actually the, meaning what is the drop, what's the mechanism for Dovah Shiro Erva? Meaning, yes, I'm now mutter to this guy, but I wasn't ischazik ish, like what was the driving thing behind
it? It was a sofek, and Gittin someone down was a sofek, later sofek, as Shalich was said, Chazach Shalich was a Shalich was so we assume someone was made in Kudasha, so now,
why is Rav not work there?
Oh, so you're asking the Gemara and Gittin have some of that. You have your own kasha. Why is forget about Ramans and Raz, why is Tavas Chol only saying Rav? Not a bad question. The Gemara actually talks about that. We should talk about that. So there's a very, very bad word in the Sugya Grove that pops up in that Sugya. Anyone know what it is? What is the intensity? What can take roles and toss them out the window? Kavua? What's Kavua? Oh, what's Kavua? Okay, so I got it. When you get to give the stuff of Dao, which we're not going to get to this year, so you have to learn the secret of the Ramban, and Nikra Issa Kaimai, and then I am Khulshur from 4 years ago. Okay, not talking about us. Rabbi Sai, so we have two cases, right? So again, we have two Dinim Amos cases that may or may not be relevant. We have now two Seder Rashim cases. We finished the Gemaras. Now we move to the Rishon. Ma'isa shoya kachoya. Unbelievable. Tenth of the Mavakonis. So Reuven sent Shuliach. Go to Mekadosh Leah. This is why he didn't want to be Mekadosh Stam Isha. He wanted to marry Leah. But he couldn't make it. So he sent the Shaliach to Mekadosh Leah. So Shimon's the Shaliach. Shimon comes. He shows that he has all the proper documentation. So he's the Shaliach. Very good. So Leah and Shimon are now standing in the presence of Edom. And Shimon's about to put a ring on Leah's finger and say, Harat Mekadosh is to who? To Reuven, obviously. And you won't believe it? What did Shimon do?
He
said, leave. So Rabbi Desh is leaving, he puts a ring on her finger. Everyone screams out, what? You get the wrong chosen. You're supposed to say what? supposed to say Leruven. And what does he say? What does Shimon say? I know it's a flyer that got mixed up. I was looking at the card and from the Madrich and it said Lee. I forgot I was supposed to say Leruven. I didn't even say it. And then Leruven gets the Reuven, takes the ring back and puts it back on the other Reuven. Gevalt. So sorry. Messed up under the chuppah. Terrible mistake. What's the Shiloh? We have two Edim who are standing there watching Shimon give a ring to Leah and say Harem Kudeshesli, and she heard the word Lee and she accepted the ring. They just saw a Kedushin. The only way we know that this Kedushin was Dvar B'Teilim is how? Ruth Shimon is coming forward to tell us, I'd like to give Eidus, please, that I made a mistake. Now, if he made a mistake, obviously it's a toast, it's meaningless, that's like Kedushin. If he talks of his tongue tripped that he didn't really mean to say Lee, he really meant to say Reuben, obviously that's Dvar B'Teilim, it's not Kedushin to him. But the only way that we know that that is certainly true is based on his Eidus. So all of a sudden, he after Rishonim at the wedding, raised the red flag and said, wait a second, we had Eidus that was just a Kedushin. To Shimon. Shimon's telling us, no, it's not really true. And Shimon should have known that if Leah wants to talk and marry Reuben now, what does Shimon have to do first?
Give her
a get.
Why would this be a condition? It's not Shimon's money that he's being accomplished.
Okay, good. You're right. I may have drawn the wrong case. I may have said that Reuben said, you're right, you're looking at me. If Shimon used the ring that Reuben gave, you're right. You may be right. Shimon used his own ring. You can kind of share Nisha with the Shemitz ring also. You're right. So what do you think about this? Is this called Ein Davar She'Abach V'Shnai? Which of these categories does it fall under? Let's chaz for a second. According to the Maharik, what's the answer? Of course he's Nemo. She's not a cheskes eishes ish. We're being done. Is she an eishes ish or not? She's a cheskes penuya. But according to the Ramban, Lefar is a Gomer. Is there a condition or not? According to the Ramban, even Lefar doesn't work. Is this condition or not? Sounds like we're in trouble. Who is Chubas Ramanius? I think it was from that Gos Maimon. I think so. Rosh Maimon was a Talmud of the Maram Ritamer. So who discovered this Chumash Maimonius? The states of the Sheish Maimon discovered it. And he doesn't like this Tshuva. You know why he doesn't like this Tshuva? Because in this Tshuva, what does it basically say? Yeah, he said it's okay. It's all right. Don't worry, man. That's fine. Yeah, that's believed. So why first glance doesn't like this Tshuva? Because remember the Sheshmaitz was on which team in the sugyas of Eidash Yochas Hashayim? He was on the Ramban side. He was not on the Barik side, for sure. He had all his rayas from the Mutzir, remember? Second prayer, third prayer. So he's looking at this sugya not to freedom, not too happy with this sugya, with this Sagos Maimonis, this Tshuva's Maimonis. Shmaitzer says, no, I don't think there's a kasha b'chol, says the Shmaitzer. I don't think this is even the sugya of Ein Davar She'Abach V'Shnai B'Chol. Ein Davar She'Abach V'Shnai B'Chol. Ein Davar She'Abach V'Shnai. That the Ramban and the Ran were fighting about Levara, not Levara, yeah, no. There was a kiddushin that took place. In Gittin Sefer Daled, we are assuming the Shliach died, Chazak Shlichus Shluchus, so we know a kiddushin took place, and now we're trying to figure out, was it you, was it me, was it somebody else? So that's what they're mounting around hard ways. Even in kiddushin case, Kiddushin's Biti, there was a kiddushin, it's not questionable whether there's a kiddushin took place. Clearly, I'm like Pligi, both in Gittin Sefer Daled and in kiddushin, that there was a kedusha that took place, and now we're finding out, can the Erecha be Neman Lagabi certain aspects of whether that did or did not apply, whether that any ramifications of that kedusha? Over here, It's much, much less than that for the Shishma. Here, the aid is saying, you're learning the wrong sugya. They never defeat divrei aid, they never was a davar shavir. According to get and dabeis and mebeis, when the erechet comes and says, this get was written l'shma, the erechet is not questioning that this woman was married and now we're trying to get a divorce. The erechet admits we have a davar shavir, we have a married woman in front of us. 20 years she's been married. We have an erechet, we have an eishes ish in front of us. Even in Gittin of Sabagdal, and in the case of Kedusha, Kedash is Biti, there is a real live Kedusha in front of us, the Chol Hadeis. No matter who you ask, everybody agrees there is a Kedusha we have to reckon with. And therefore, once there is a status of Kedusha we have to reckon with, then the Sugi Verecha of Enoch Shoah Pachas Bram kicks in. So I said, over here, we don't even know we got that far. We don't even know we're in the batter's box. We don't even know where we maybe still be in the. The locker room, we didn't get into the field yet. The aid saying the whole thing was a toas meikara, the whole thing was a yalam. I meant to say Lerubin. I said leave, the whole thing was a toas, the feed devarim, there never was a Shabir. That's not covered by end of Shabbos Mishnah, l'chlal, l'chol adayis. So they say, you know, we're Maviach today, hopefully a lot of excitement. We're Maviach that the term end of Shabbos Mishnah is very, very dastardly. We really had four different scenarios of Eidav Shem Pachas Mishnah. We had our Gemara, where the Eidachon is not Nehman to say the Gemara is written in Shema. We have Gittin of Sabach Dalet, the case of the Shaliyah. We have the Sugin Kedushin about Kedash Yisbiti. Now we have this Maizelach and then the days of the Rishon, the Middle Ages, about the Shlichum messed up and said the Li. But even though all four of these are dealing with Kedushins and Gittin and of Shavirvahs, there are real important differences potentially between them. So you have all the way to the extreme, the first case, Agamara is the Chode. That's Agamara. Because Agamara is Dav Shabi Eva with the Chazoka. So Marik says Agamara is the only case of Eid Dav Shabi Chazoka. So the Marik is Lagamri on the extreme. As you veer further and further away from getting the bays, it gets a lot murkier, a lot grayer, whether you really even have an issue of Eid Dav Shabi Chazoka. When you get to Gittin Sabadala, then you run into the Machlag Zeramban and Iran, if it's just Eidus Lavar. Once you enter in Kedusha, and then you get into that Chapa de Beis Halevi, that it's a yes to a yes, so maybe that's not called the end of Shabbat Shabbat. And then you get finally to the other end of the spectrum, the case that Shubas Maimini, where Lefi Divrei Hei, they never even wanted Shabbat Shabbat in the first place. So the four cases that seem to be similar, if you look at the sugya very superficially, and you stop and you think, no. There are four different dargas, four different degrees on the spectrum as to what falls into the cracks of being an Enoch Shabbat Yehavah with the Machlokes and Rishonim. I read against Ramban, Ramban against Iran, Rishonim, Shemayim, Kedusha, and HaSugya. So basically, we still have a little bit left of the sugya. We have to answer tomorrow, deal with Rabbi Natan's famous gash in the bottom of the bays and the bays about the Gemara. Was so posh to the Gemara that Enoch Shabbat Yehavah, don't forget it, wasn't so posh. Before the Gemara jumped and said, what did the Gemara really think? At least for a second, what did the Gemara think? The Gemara for a split second thought, Eidach and Nebisurin applies to a get. So when the Tom's going to take that split second of a Havamid of Havamid, even it lasted for less than a half a line, but the Tom is not even going to let that half a line get by, to figure out what was the Gemara even dreaming about, and ultimately what changed. Yeah.
Why isn't the Gemara getting out of like this last year? That's also
no, but at the end of the day, when all said and done, someone's married. We just don't know who it is.
But now we don't know it.
No, but somebody is married. There is a... We know the Shlichus with Kaddish Tzavah. We just don't know who it is.
The Shish Vesi is, why are we changing it out? Here it's going from a yes to a no.
It's true. It's good. It's going from a yes to a no, but it's going from a yes that was never a yes in the first place.
We have two aid in there standing there. And there was a
but Lafi Divrei Ha'aid, it turns out that Kedusha was never a Kedusha. It's not the same. There never was a condition. Okay, that's it.